Thank you, Lord. Sabbath blessings to all my dear brethren. And do you all hear me clear? All right. Thank you, Brother Dwayne. Praise the Lord. Welcome to our Children's Study Hour. Welcome to our visitors. If you have, this is your sister, Janisa. And it's already November 30, the last day and the last Sabbath of the month. So it's so fast. Oh, how the Lord cut it short for the time, for the sake of His elect. So if you have any prayer request that you want to include before we kneel, please put them in. We have me and my family have many, many unspokens. And we have from Sister Pam unspokens, Sister Ida unspokens, Brother Joe's unspokens, and Sister Mindy many unspokens. Okay. All right. Any more prayer requests? Brother Gilbert, his wife, and everyone on our prayer list. Unspokens and myself, Sister Alvi, unspokens. Alright, let me pull up. Brother Matthew, happy Sabbath. He has unspokens as well. Sister Jania and spoken. Okay, so if all the prayer requests are he put in, Sabbath blessings. I invite you to kneel. And bow your heart. Sister Leticia, before we start, she said, prayer continues spiritual growth for all the children in the church and the rest of our church family. Prayer for one of our Daddy Come. We call him Daddy Come in the Philippines. We pray for his healings. Okay, so please bow your hearts as we pray. Our loving Father, giver of all, with full gratitude, we, your children, humbly kneel at your feet to offer all the petitions, whether said or unspoken. Please accept our humble prayers, Father, and answer them according to your perfect will. We pray for Brother Gilbert, his wife, and all the prayer list that of your children. We also pray for the continuous growth of the children in this church, the SDR kids, your young followers, Lord, that they may continually grow. And we pray that I pray that you may bridle my tongue and those that will speak who will speak for you today, this Holy Sabbath day. We pray that you grant us understanding as we reflect on your words, to strengthen us spiritually as we open our hearts to receive another showbread. Father, please send us the Comforter, the full measure, Lord, to be the controlling power in our lives, that your character will be seen in our actions, our thoughts, and words, revealing your beauty in us. Thank you for the protection that we receive, the good health, the material, as well as the spiritual blessings we receive from you. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for your amazing love and the gift of salvation you freely give. Father, forgive us from all our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. We offer this prayer to the best of our ability in the name of our Savior, King Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. And it's time for our testimonies. If you have praise to share, thanksgiving, the beautiful things that the Lord has done to you, you can share them. So we are also, you would also like to hear them all. And the angels are happy to hear them too. They are here with us. So yeah, you can put them in. So I want to start with my praise. I give thanks to the Lord for my kids, Junie and Alvi's faith building experience the other week. You know, we prayed for the entire day. That was last the other Sabbath, when our cat unexpectedly left the house. He was still new in this area, so we are kind of worried that he might get lost. And so what we did was we just kept on praying the whole day. And it was an answered prayer that the cat returned around 8 p.m. that night. So the following day, while enjoying the fresh air, Alvi went out with the cat. They put them already the leash so she will not run away. They are just to keep her, you know, from being lost again. So while Alvi was out enjoying the fresh air with the cat, the neighbor's dog barked at our cat, causing Kit Kat. We call her Kitty Cat, so for short, Kit Kat. So causing Kitty Cat to be frightened, so she attempted to flee, but Alvi dragged her away because she has the leash. And then Jania came to her rescue, but the cat unexpectedly scratched, you know, Jania on her neck, so causing her to flee quickly out of fear. So despite of our collective effort to pursue her, she immediately vanished. We found her leash stuck on the shrub, and we have faith and we expected her to return that night. But 3 days passed, she never did. So during the 3 days, we all prayed unceasingly. My children remained calm. I was so touched with that, because they remained calm and said, "Jesus will guide her back home." My heart was so overjoyed as I heard them utter those words, because I know it is faith, the simple trust that Jesus will answer their fervent prayers. And on the third night, it was 11:13 in the evening, we put a video camera outside so we can monitor if she's coming back. So Kitty came back, and we are all happy praising the Lord for yet another lessons of faith we learned, especially my children. And we can look back at this experience when another trial comes. Praise the Lord. So yeah, we have here one posted from Sister Luna. Praise God for making the animals, flowers, trees. Praise Him for our home, food, clothes He gives us, and for our church family. Praise the Lord, Sister Luna. And now, Jania has her praise. Praise the Lord for helping me improve with my talents, strong faith, and answered prayers, and keeping me in good health in this cold weather. Yes, thank you, Lord, for the good health, because it's roughly like 21 degrees when I went out. So yeah, thank you, Sister Jania, and to God be the glory. Sister Alvi also has a praise. I praise the Lord for helping me improve in my harp and or lyre and the faith God has given us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And now, Sister Mindy. Praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings. My beloved church family, the truth that He has blessed us with. He His protection, correction, trials, and His many, many blessings, and His wonderful love. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mindy. And from Sister Barbara. Praise the Lord for His protection on our travel and blessing my husband with good medical results. Amen. Praise the Lord for the healings. And, oh, we have Sister Sue. Happy Sabbath. This is what she said. Praise God for the sunshine. For Sabbath, this lovely ministry, my church family, food, dolphins, the many different animals, and for miraculously fixing my laptop so I could join the service today, and especially for my salvation in my beloved Lord Jesus. Amen, Sister Sue. Praise the Lord for helping you fixing the laptop. And now, Sister Ida, she said, I praise the Lord for everything He does. Praise the Lord. Damian also has praise. Praise the Lord for my family and all the praises that are shared. Praise God for all the things He has done for us. Amen. Also, Brother Damian, I echo that. And from Brother Gilbert, I thank the Lord for His many mercies, His graces, His salvation, His love. I ask the Lord to help me understand what is going on in the world. And the Lord just plain answer that prayer. I have very, very much to thank the Lord for. The Lord is always very, very good. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, the Lord will give us understanding. Amen to that. Okay, beautiful praises. God is so good. Yeah, He has done so many wonderful things in our life this past week. And who else got their praise before we proceed to our study? No more? Okay. So we are now going to continue. We are on the chapter 3 of the book Sketches for the from the Life of Paul, and the pages is 35 to 39. Paul enters upon his ministry. Okay, this is the continuation. All right, let's read together. The Jews counsel together to silence Paul's voice by force, to assassinate him. The apostles was made acquainted with their purpose, so they knew it already. Their anxiety drew them to God in prayer. Let's do this. When we have anxiety, let's go to the Lord in prayer. There was a little sleep among them as they were busy devising ways and means for the escape of the chosen apostles. Finally, they conceived a plan by which he was let down from a window and lowered over the wall in a basket at night. So they already came up with a plan on how to help Paul to escape from the bad plans to kill Paul. So, yeah. So now, second paragraph, Paul now proceeded to Jerusalem, wishing to become acquainted with the apostles, especially with Peter. As Paul entered Jerusalem, he regarded with changed views the city and the temple. He now knew that the retributive judgment of God was hanging over them. He now fully believed that when his friends and former associates heard the circumstances of his marvelous conversion and saw how changed he was from the proud Pharisees who persecuted and delivered unto death those who believe in Jesus as the Son of God, they would also become convicted of their error and join the rank of the believers. So that was Paul's belief before. He believed that they will be converted when they heard his wonderful experience, how the Lord appeared to him. He attempted to join himself with his brethren, the disciples, but great was his grief and his disappointment when he found that they would not receive him as one of their number. So the disciples doesn't right away accepted him. They remembered his former persecutions. Also, that's what in their thought, because he was a persecutor. So former persecutions, and so suspected him of acting a part to deceive and destroy them. True, they had heard of his wonderful conversion, but as he had immediately retired to Arabia, and they had heard nothing definite of him further, they had not credited the rumors of his great change. Barnabas, who had liberally contributed of his means to sustain the cause of Christ, so he was very generous when it comes to the work of Christ, heard the testimony of Paul regarding his miraculous conversion. He fully believed and received Paul, and to relieve the necessities of the poor, had been acquainted with Paul when he opposed the believers. He now came forward and renewed that acquaintance, heard the testimony of Paul regarding his miraculous conversion and his experience from that time. So Barnabas was different. He believed on Paul, aside from being liberal in helping the poor and the work of the Lord. So he related his experience that Jesus had personally appeared to Paul while on his way to Damascus, that he had talked with him, that Paul had recovered his sight in answer to the prayer of Ananias, and had afterward maintained in the synagogues of the city that Jesus was the Son of God. The apostles no longer hesitated. They could not withstand God. Peter and James gave the right hand of fellowship to the one fierce persecutor of their faith. Paul was now beloved and respected as he had formerly been feared and avoided. But Paul had miscalculated the spirit of his Jewish brethren. The same fury that had burst forth upon Stephen visited upon himself. So he saw that he must separate from his brethren, and sorrow filled his heart. While Paul was praying earnestly to God in the temple, the Savior appeared to him in vision, saying, "Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me." Paul even then hesitated to leave Jerusalem. He answered, "Lord, they know that I imprison and beat in every synagogue them that believe on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him." But the reply was more decided than before, "Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles." When the brethren learned of the vision of Paul and the care which God had over him, their anxiety on his behalf increased. They hastened his secret escape from Jerusalem for fear of his assassination by the Jews. So we will end here, and then we will continue next Sabbath. Now we shall be hearing a special song before we proceed to our question and answer. Brother Dwayne will play us a song.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the beautiful song, reminding us that Jesus loves all of us. All right. Thank you, Lord. Now we are going to go to our question and answer. Okay. I know everybody are ready for my first question. Here it is. When the apostle learned of the Jews' plan to kill Paul, there was serenity among them. They didn't care, and they slept peacefully. Is it true or false? So the apostles, they knew that Paul was being hunted, and they planned to kill him, so they don't care. They just sleep, and they were so peaceful. True or false? Okay, we have answers here posted. And the correct answer is false. There was anxiety among them. And this anxiety drove them to God in prayer. There was also a little sleep. They asked the Lord fervently to help them how to make Paul escape from the plan to kill him. All right. We have answer, Sister Jana. Happy Sabbath. Yes, your answer is correct. False. Everybody got it correct. Even Sister Easy. Good job, everyone. Very good. And now we are moving to second question. Now, second question. All right. That's okay. Number two. The apostles were busy dividing ways on how to help Jew capture Paul and execute him. So, this is true or false? They are busy also in helping the Jews on how to capture Paul and execute him. Is it true or false? Okay. The correct answer is false. You all got it correct again. Yes, praise the Lord. They are busy. They were also busy dividing ways and means on how Paul could escape. So, yes, praise the Lord. That is false. And for my question number three. Paul went to Jerusalem, wishing to be acquainted with the other apostles, especially Peter. Did he went to Jerusalem because he wanted to acquaint himself with all the apostles there? And especially Peter, true or false? Okay, let's wait for other answers. Okay, the correct answer, of course, is true. He longed to be acquainted with the apostle. He was very anxious to meet the Galilean fishermen who had lived and prayed and conversed with Christ when he was still on earth. So he's so excited. He wanted to meet him. So eager to meet Peter. And the correct answer is true. All of you are correct. Very good. And for my fourth question, Paul thought that when his friends and former associates heard about his miraculous conversion and saw how he had changed from a proud Pharisee, they would also repent and join the believers. Is it true or false? Paul thought that they would also be convicted as how he was converted. Is it true or false? That is when he was still a Pharisee and was a persecutor, when he wanted to share his testimony, and he thought that they will also be converted. The correct answer is true. All of you are Correct again. Good job. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Paul fully believed that when his friends and former associates heard about the revelation of Christ on him, they would also believe, what happened? So let's go to question number 5. Paul tried to join the followers of Christ, and to his great joy, he was so welcomed during the first time when he went to Jerusalem. He was welcomed, heartily welcomed by the disciples of and apostles of Christ, and accepted him with open arms. It is true or false? Okay. True or false? And the correct answer is false. He was in great disappointment. He was so disappointed at that time because they would not receive him as one of their numbers. They thought that it was only a plot and that he could persecute and kill them all. So he was so disappointed, and the correct answer is false. All right. But yes, of course, he was welcome after. All right. Here are my 6 questions. Choose the best answer. What plan did the apostle devise to assist Paul in his escape from Damascus? Is it A, they immediately bought him a plane ticket? B, at night they let him down from a window and lowered him over the wall in a basket? Or C, they hid him underground? A, B, or C? And the correct answer is letter B. They let him down at night. It was night when they let him down from a window and lowered him over the wall, and he was riding a basket. Okay, good job, everyone. Very good. Everybody is doing a great job. Amen. And for my 7th question, number 7, what was Paul's new perception of Jerusalem and its terrible arrival upon his terrible and its temple upon his arrival? So what's Paul's perception? It was the new perception of him when he entered the temple. Is it A, he takes great pride in his Jewish heritage? Or B, he was amazed by the city's beautiful art? Or C, he now knew that God's retributive judgment was hanging over them. What was his new perception of Jerusalem after his conversion? A, B, or C? Okay, I see our answers here. And the correct answer is, let me see. Yes, letter C. He now knew that God's retributive judgment was hanging over them because of what? Denial, and they didn't accept Jesus Christ and the gospel of the disciples that is continually what they heard, but they didn't accept it. Okay, number 8. Who was Barnabas? Is it A, he generously donated his resources to support the cause of Christ? B, he fully believed and received Paul? C, he explained to the doubting disciples that Jesus had personally appeared to Paul? Or D, all the above? Okay, the correct answer is D. That is Barnabas. He was generous, supporting the cause of Christ, and then he believed that it is true the Lord personally appeared to Paul, and that he explained and convinced the doubting disciples. Okay, very good. Praise the Lord. All of you are correct. And for my ninth question, last question. Paul was praying earnestly to God in the temple when the Savior appeared to him in A, vision, B, dream, or C, fire by night. How did God appear to him when he was praying in the temple? The Savior appeared to him. Is it A, vision, B, dream, or C, fire by night? Okay. The correct answer, yes. Let me pull down. Okay, I see some answers here. And the correct answer is letter A. God appeared to him in A, vision. Very good. Praise the Lord for everybody. Have a correct answer. Nobody missed out. Praise the Lord for helping us understand and learn today. Yeah? And we are going to learn more lessons of the life of Paul and his ministry. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. And I'll see you again next Sabbath. And now I will turn you over to Sister Mindy. Happy Sabbath, everyone. God bless and love you all.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for the study, Sister Janiza. Praise the Lord. We are learning so much. All right. So this Sabbath, we're going to be going over the story of Samson. And we're going to go through the verses and we're going to decide which commandments were broken. And it's going to be fill in the blanks as well in the verses. So this will probably be a two-part study. It's got 22 questions, so we won't have time to go over 10 commandments and the verse that we were supposed to memorize, all right? So let's get started. Okay, the first verse, Judges 14, 1 through 3. And blank went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath, the daughters of the blank. And he came up and told his blank and his blank, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me to blank. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the blank Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleases me well. Fill in the blank. All right, we'll go over the blanks. First one is Samson, the next one is the Philistines, the next one is father, the next one is mother, and the next one is wife, and the last one is uncircumcised. Very good. All right, question number two. Which two commandments did Samson break? Was it A, commandments 7 and 1, B, commandments 10 and 5, or C, commandments 2 and 4. Very good. It's B, commandments 10 and 5. Yes, he did. He dishonored his mother and father, and he coveted. All right. Next question. What does the 10th commandment teach us? Very good. The 10th commandment teaches us that thou shalt not covet. And he coveted the daughter of the Philistines. All right. He didn't want to obey his parents. He wanted a wife that did not belong to their people, All right, next question, question number 4. What does the fifth commandment teach us? Everybody's typing their answers. Very good. It teaches us to honor our father and our mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth to you. Very good. That's the commandment with a promise of long life if we obey it. All right. Very good. All right. Question number 5. This is Judges chapter 15, 4 through 6. And blank went and caught 300 blank, and took firebrands and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on blank, he let them go into the standing corn of the blank, and burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn, with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, "Who hath done this?" And he answered, "Blank, the son-in-law of the Timnah, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion." And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. All right, the first one is Samson. The second one is foxes. The next one is fire. And then the next one is the Philistines. And the next one is Samson, the last one. Very good. All right, question number 6. Which commandment did the Philistines break? Was it A, commandment 6, B, commandment 3, or C, commandment 5? Very good. The answer is A, commandment number 6. All right, question number 7. What does the sixth commandment teach us? Very good. Thou shalt not kill. And they killed, didn't they? They killed Samson's wife and her father. They set them on fire so that they died. So they definitely broke commandment number 6. All right, now we're on to question number 8. All right, Judges, chapter 16, verse 2. And it was told the Gazites, saying, "Blank is come hither." And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all blank in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, "In the blank, when it is day, we shall blank him." Very good. The first one is Samson. The next one is night. And the next one is morning. And the last one is kill. Question number 9. Which commandment did the Gazites break? A, commandment number 5. B, commandment number 6. Or C, commandment number 3. Very good. The answer is B, commandment number 6. Even though they didn't kill him, they were planning on killing him. So they broke commandment number 6 because they committed murder in their heart. They wanted to kill him. All right, very good. Okay, so we will finish this lesson next Sabbath so we can go over our 10 commandments. And I believe this week we're going over the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. So if you can please get your Bibles out and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let me know when you're ready. So once you have your Bibles ready, I'm going to give you the commandment number, the number of the commandment, and you look it up in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and let me know what that commandment is and what verse that commandment is in, okay? So everybody's getting ready. All righty. So the first one I'm going to give you, I want you to look up commandment number 8 in Deuteronomy chapter 5. And if you can type in the whole verse as it is worded in Deuteronomy chapter 5, because sometimes the commandments are worded different. And then also let me know what number verse that is. Okay? So what is that commandment? What verse? And that's commandment number 8. All right, we're getting our answers in. We'll wait a little bit, let everybody get their answers in. Very good. That's verse 19, and it's neither shalt thou steal. As you can see, it's worded a little different than Exodus 20. Okay, next one. Commandment number 1. Look up commandment number 1. What commandment is that? What verse is that? Commandment number 1. All right, we're getting our answers in. All right, very good. That is verse 7. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. All right, very good. On to the next one. You're doing a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, the next one is going to be commandment number 4. And you don't have to type the whole verses, the verses, because it's pretty long. But it is definitely worded different than Exodus 20. So if you want to just put the first part of that verse in, that is fine. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. Commandment number 4. All right, we'll wait for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. That's found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. And it reads, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days shalt thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and the maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. All right. Now I want you to look up commandment number 10. Commandment number 10. Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. We have at number 10. I think I might have a little bit of lag on my end here. All right, here we go. Commandment number 10 is found in verse 21. And it reads, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, very good. Next one. I want you to look up commandment number 7. That one's kind of short. Maybe you can type the whole commandment in. We're looking up commandment number 7. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right, here we go. It's found in verse 18. And it's, neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right. On to the next one. All right, commandment number 5. I want you to look up commandment number 5. This is the commandment with a promise. We obey it. All right, we're getting the answers coming in. Wait a little bit for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. Okay, commandment number 5 is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. And it reads, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right. Now we're on to the next one. Commandment number 9. You're going to look up commandment number 9. Guys are doing a great job so far. Praise the Lord. All right. Very good. Commandment number 9 is in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 20, and it reads, "Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor." All right, the next one's going to be verses, and you don't have to put the whole verse in because it is long. And we're looking up commandment number 2. So what verses do we find that commandment, and what is that commandment? Commandment number 2. Getting our answers in. Commandment number 2, found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, "Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." All right. Now we're going to go on to the next one. Commandment number 3. I want you to look up commandment number 3. What verse and what commandment is that? Very good. Commandment number 3 is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right, the last one, commandment number 6. We can put that whole verse in the room because it is short, and it's actually worded exactly like Exodus 20:13. Right, we're getting our answers in. All right, it's found in verse 17, "Thou shalt not kill." Praise the Lord, you guys did a great job. All right, so our commandment we were to memorize for the Sabbath was commandment number 2. And we're memorizing out of Exodus 20, mainly because those are the commandments that God spoke. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, their commandments that Moses is teaching, that's why they're worded different, because they're from his words, okay? So, commandment number 2, I want you to type in without looking that commandment, do the best you can. We're all learning how to memorize, okay? So if it's not exactly how it's worded, that's okay, because we're all learning, all right? So, start typing in commandment number 2 the best you can, okay? Type in that verse from Exodus 20. I'm going to wait for everybody to type because it is a long verse. Leticia says it's hard listening to two kids saying it loud. Maybe have one do one at a time say it. Okay. I think everybody's done. All right. Well, you got the first part done. That's good because, you know, we're learning how to memorize. And I'm going to do my best to say it without looking at my commandments. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right. And I don't know if I did it exactly, but I did the best I can. And I also read them every Sabbath, so they're probably easier for me to memorize them, even though I usually look at my paper on the long ones. All right, you guys did great. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we're doing the even numbers, memorizing the commandments. So next Sabbath, we're going to get the big ones out of the way first. So commandment number 4, we got to memorize that commandment for next Sabbath, and it is a long one, so take your time memorizing it. And always pray. God will help you to memorize it, okay? All right. I love you all. God bless. Have a beautiful, wonderful Sabbath, and I will see you all next Sabbath.